Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. This week, I'll be interviewing Bridget Christie.
Stand up. Writer, panelist, feminist, columnist, satirist, Playmobil pirate, quarterfinalist, clarinetist, illusionist, antagonist, leftist, cubist, mist. Bridget Christie, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Ooh. I'm sure it will be.
Right, well, I'll try to live up to that expectation. You're the most famous Bridget on Earth. Did you know that?
I don't know, it's not true.
It is, you're the most famous Bridget on Earth. All the others are fictitious or dead. Do you feel the weight of that terrible responsibility?
I mean, no.
No, you're just flippant with it. It's fine. They can all the little Bridgets looking up to, but I'm terrible. There's no good Bridgets to live up to. There is. There's Bridget Christie, little Bridget. Just go. Oh, okay then. Oh, she doesn't love you.
Yes. Is that not a... I think it is good that little Bridgets have some, you know, someone like me to.
Right.
Yes, and they can think, you know, if they work hard.
Yes.
And they keep going until they're 42. That something, you know, it will be okay.
Something might happen.
They might not die.
Little kids love to hear, if you work hard till you're 42, you can have a sweetie. That's why they love to hear that. What is a typical day for Bridget Christie? Talk us through it. What do you do? Do you get up?
No.
No?
No.
No.
I don't get up.
Oh, right.
That's the thing. I mean, thank you very much for coming into my bedroom.
It's quite all right. Are these people usually here?
Yes, they're always here.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I never get up. I mean, it's a family thing.
Right.
Somebody said to me, it's because you're Irish, but I think that's a bit... I think that's a strange thing to say.
It is, because I've definitely seen an Irish person standing up. I've definitely seen that.
I have too. In fact, my bed lifts.
Oh, right, that's very clever.
Yes, so when I say, oh, can I look out the window now for a bit?
Yes.
They lift up, and I've seen an Irish person walk past.
Right. Right. So it's definitely not because you're Irish.
No.
So why do you do this in particular?
Well... I've looked into it.
Right,
and
right.
Apparently,
I'm glad you're investigating why this is happening.
It's apparently because I have.
You're gesturing towards your leg. Is it a medical condition? Do you want to keep it private?
I'm desperately looking for some inspiration. No, it's
the same thing happened to Henry VIII late in life. You know, he was moved around by pulleys in his bed.
He was
by an army of people this large.
I've seen his actual clothes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. From your window.
They brought it to me.
No. Oh, that's very good of them. Yeah. That's very good of them.
Yes.
Does that pose extra problems, the fact you can never leave this room?
Well, it's my choice. It's not a problem.
Just no.
I mean, I think this is a big lesson in life, is that people think, "Oh, I must go and do this. I must go and meet this person or do this or achieve this." But actually, you just let the world come to you.
Right.
I mean, it helps that people want to come to
me. Well, that must be handy, because I think there's a lot of bedridden people whose experiences are quite contrary.
But they're not Bridget Christie.
They are not Bridget Christie, and that was their first mistake.
All they... they had to do was change their name.
Right.
And then lots of things would come to them in bed. And then they go, ha, not that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not giving it back.
But you're here anyway.
You're here anyway, all you people bringing opportunities on platters.
And cakes.
Cakes
and, all sorts.
Cakes and opportunities. What a morning. Let's get into the meat of your career. And how that's been possible, but
sorry, the bed does move. Did I say?
Oh, it moves.
It's on wheels.
It's on wheels. Yes. Yes. Oh, fantastic! So you can just be wheeled out to venues and things. That's wonderful. At the Edinburgh Festival, you could be called an overnight success if a night was 61,000 hours long. You've grafted, is what I'm saying. You've worked very hard. In fact, early on, you tried to break into the mainstream by disguising yourself as a man. Now, that must really take some balls.
I see.
Yes. Yes. That is the most traditional joke in this. And I thought people would like it as a palate cleanser, but apparently not. Apparently not.
I like jokes.
Good.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, some people don't think I, but I really do. They make me very happy.
Oh, good.
That was a good one.
Thank you. I thank you. They didn't like it. The very anti-comedy crowd, which actually, it sounds annoying, but by and large, they're easy to please by not entertaining them. So it's very handy.
Well, that's lucky.
Very lucky. Very lucky. So you did disguise yourself as a man at the Edinburgh Festival. What was the thinking behind that? You don't remember. Blackout drunk, was that
well,
the reason?
Well, no, I thought that...
I remember distinctly remember, you know, a drawn-on beard and a sort of rakish hat. Is this not... It's not the case?
No.
Oh, right. You know, I must be just thinking of a man. A there man I've seen at the Edinburgh Festival.
There was a man that pretended to be me.
Right, right. Yes. Yes. What was that about?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well, of course. Probably just wanted some opportunities to come in.
No, there was a comedian, what's his name? Did he have quite sort of long, curly hair?
That's right, yes.
Yes.
Went everywhere in a bed on wheels. What happened to him ultimately? Is he still a problem? Is he still going around impersonating you?
No, I think he's moved on to insects and things.
Has he?
Yes.
How odd. What a strange thing to do. What a strange thing to
not
do.
Not much.
No, I'm...
Commercial.
Not much commercial viability in pretending
to be an
insect.
I don't know why. I think he's stopped now.
Has he?
Yes.
What, altogether, he's just quit?
I think he pretended to be a racist for a while. And then...
Pretended? Just to sort of see if there was a market in it?
Might not have been a character, mightn't it?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, he may have been an insect as well. We just don't know. It's fine, because I find if you're ironically an insect, deep down you're probably an insect. Don't you think?
I think. So,
I think you probably
definitely
are. Yeah,
having your cake and eating it,
right?
Or your lump of sugar,
right? Or your opportunity.
Yeah.
Your lump of sugar. Yeah, if you're a horse maybe. Yeah.
Oh yeah, not a lump, is it?
What?
Well, a grain.
A grain. Yeah, I mean, a lump would
it's
be an awful
big,
lot
isn't it?
I mean, depends what insect you were, I suppose. But if you're an ant, then, or you know, like a louse, then
a beetle. They could carry a lump.
They could carry a lump. They probably couldn't finish it in one go. It's like Kendall mint cake for them, I suppose, isn't it?
Without the chocolate. No, yeah. Has that got chocolate on it?
Well, it depends what kind of Kendall mint cake you get.
Can you get different types?
Oh, yeah, you can get white Kendall mint cake. You
oh,
can get
fuck
brown.
Off.
Yeah. Yes.
In the north as well?
Yes, in the north. Oh, we've had Kendall mint cake for years in the north.
I know, but I didn't know there was chocolate on them.
Well, that you said there was chocolate on them, not me. That's what you introduced to this conversation about Kendall mint cake.
This is really hard to do. You've got to keep lying all the time and making things up. I'm a very honest person.
Only with the facts of your life. We can talk about Kendall mint cake openly and freely.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know all about Kendall mint
cake. Well, then, for the next 20 minutes, let's just talk about that. Make everything a lot easier.
Yes, I did dress up as a man.
Right. Too late. Too late. Far too late now.
Far too late. No, I did. And I'll tell you why. Because I fucking hate women. That's why.
Really?
I've had enough of them. I hate them.
Really?
Yes.
What's wrong with them?
Everything.
I mean, normally I go along with my guest, but that feels fraught with peril in this instance.
God.
No. But you I mean, you may have done that once whilst a man was also impersonating you, but you did ultimately present yourself as yourself on stage. I mean, you did ultimately... Bridget Christie was there in her bed, surrounded by her servants on stage.
Yes.
They would bring you grapes and
well, a version of myself.
Right. Right, it's never the whole...
Oh, no.
The whole package? I mean, what is a person? The whole being.
Shebang?
The whole shebang. That's a good choice. Shebang. No, I mean, you would ultimately give up on all of the chicanery and facade of it and present baldly yourself on stage, wouldn't you?
Would I?
Oh, I thought you did, or was it all a charade?
Well, it wouldn't be very interesting.
No, that's true.
If I didn't embellish myself.
So which bits of your very, very famous act are entirely not who you are in person? Was it your own clothes, for instance? The accent, was that yours? The limp, was the limp real? Do you have a stutter? Were they your own songs? Can you play the violin? I mean, it was a wonderful show if you didn't see it. Absolutely
wonderful. All from lying down as well.
All from lying down. All from lying down. Quite impressive. Quite impressive. No, I thought it was an absolutely fantastic show, and I was very pleased you did it because it won an enormous number of awards. I mean, it won.
Which one? Sorry.
This is. It was. What was it called? It was called Bridget Christie. Bridget on the River Christie. That's what it was called.
Oh, yes.
And it was. It won TripAdvisor's Funniest Organism, Glamour Magazine's Best Mouth Noise. That's difficult to say. Maplin's Woman of the Year. You won a Nobel Prize for Levity. Good Housekeeping confusingly called you their favourite fitted kitchen. I mean, that's a lot of success, isn't it?
That's my favourite one.
That was your favourite one. Have you got it pride of place at home?
Yes. Well, I mean, it was all of a big surprise. I mean, you know, I think, you know, you just have to do things...
You do.
That you...
You do. I think that's right. I think you do just have to do things.
I mean, I didn't write something that I thought Good Housekeeping...
will love this.
It wasn't...
It's very hard to think what it is they love, isn't it?
Yes.
It's I've never written a sketch or a play or anything that I thought, now people are going to find this taxing, but Good Housekeeping, they're going to love it.
No, and I think if you do write something thinking, will Good Housekeeping like this... Mm. I'm not sure it's going to work because
right.
Who are they, you know? And
I don't know.
They may have different writers there, and
if there are writers at all,
exactly.
I mean, for all I know, it's an algorithm that just pulls photos of houses off the internet and then just puts copy under it. I've no idea.
No, I think you just have to do what feels right at the time.
And that felt right.
That
at the
show
time.
Felt right at the time.
Yes.
But I didn't think it would be very popular.
No, well, I can see why. I mean, it was...
And all the...
It was very hard to understand what you were saying.
Well, I didn't...
As you were limping and stuttering around the stage,
also,
playing the violin.
Also, the shitting everywhere was
shitting
very
everywhere?
That was difficult to do every night.
Well, you've got to time your intake of fluids and food very...
I am quite talented at that.
Oh, is that right?
I'm quite well known for it in my family.
Right.
I started doing it when I was about 12.
Right.
At my sister's wedding.
Shitting at will or eating at a specific time? Because those are two very different things.
Well, no one was dancing.
Right.
And because I'm the youngest of 20 children.
Right.
No one ever really looked at me or spoke to me or anything like that. And
right.
So I think the shitting was, you know, hey, I exist. And people did look.
Yes.
And
That's where the bug bit you, as they say, in terms of being a performer. I don't mean a literal bug.
No, I mean it
came out of your anus. I'm not suggesting such a thing. But it's a very typical 20th child thing to do, I've read.
Have you done the
shitting one.
Yeah.
No, I'm the 18th child in my family.
What do they do?
So our thing is just immense smugness. And that seems to work for us.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
yes,
annoying.
But my brother was a shitter.
He was.
Yeah, he was. But as you say, he got very good at it.
Like, yeah, is he as famous as me?
He's not, no. Because his name isn't Bridget.
Oh, that's true.
It's Clive.
Oh.
And it's not done him any favours.
Clive the shitter. Clive.
That's what he's known as to this day. His wife came up with that.
If you'd like to see Inside the Comedian being recorded live, then we have a new monthly show at the King's Place Theatre in London. On Thursday the 14th of March, I'll be interviewing Rufus Hound and Richard Vranch. Tickets are available from kingsplace.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, I mean, that was a real launch pad for you, though, wasn't it, that show?
Well, everything came from that, then.
Right, yes.
All the commercials and...
The commercials, yes. Mainly, were the thing you did next, wasn't it?
And the travelling shows.
The travelling shows, by which you mean the shows about travel on television, rather than the circus that you, started.
Well, you've seen it, obviously, the shows about modes of transport.
Right, yes. So you start small and then just slowly get bigger. With each episode, don't you?
I thought you meant with the vehicles.
That's what I did mean with the vehicles.
Yeah.
I didn't mean you were crouching in the first one and then slowly stood up over a 6-episode arc. Very baffling for 3 episodes until you realise what's going on.
It's a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
They should have thought
of that. It's fine, I came in there. We're recording this. They should have... the travelling show's about the modes of transport.
Yes, because I love vehicles.
Do you? Why is that?
Well, you know...
No, I don't. That's why I asked.
Well, they're all so different.
They are, aren't they?
I mean, this is very interesting. I'm glad you've brought this up. I was thinking about this today. That when I was growing up in the 1940s...
Yes.
All cars used to be different colours, and you could tell a lot about a person by the colour of their car.
That's
and
right.
Now they're all grey, aren't they?
They are, they're all grey. And you can't judge people at all. It's terrible, isn't it? You have to wait for them to get out of their car and
say
talk to
something.
Them.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you can judge them based on what that is.
Well,
what colour was your family's car growing
yellow.
Up?
Yellow.
Yellow. Mm. And did all 20 of you fit in there?
Yes.
Well, that's good. What was it?
A Mini.
Wow. I mean, it was a different time. I mean, you didn't have to wear a safety belt back then, did you?
No.
No. Just crammed you all in.
Or there wasn't a steering wheel in.
No, that's true. People forget these things.
Or a floor.
No, you just piled in.
And ran.
And just pushed until you hit a hill and then saw where life took you, really, didn't you?
I shat.
You shat. You shat, yeah. Do you still speak to your siblings or...?
No.
No.
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no.
No, they're all...
What do all of them do?
Well, I don't speak to them because they're dead.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. All of them, all 19. Mm. So they don't do very... No, sorry. I'm very disrespectful of me. I'm so sorry. You're the last one.
Oh, sorry. I mean dead to me.
Oh, I see.
Not actually dead.
I see. See, very cruel people, were they? Very cruel. Well, if we could go back to your travel programme, because I really enjoyed the hovercraft episode.
I didn't enjoy that.
Oh, did you not?
No.
Why not? Well, you hid it very well. You were smiling and shitting off the side. It was very on brand.
Would you be happy being attacked by a shark?
No, well, I thought that was all staged.
No.
Was that real?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Look.
Oh my God. Well, for people listening who can't see, Bridget's just showing me one hell of a cut on her thumb. Oh, that's nasty.
It was very sore.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
It was
about
when
that.
I was getting back into the hovercraft and
I nicked it on a staple. That's right. That's right. It's a very dramatic piece of the programme if you haven't seen. Bridget's being attacked by a shark, trying to desperately scrabble back into a hovercraft, and then, oh, there's a staple on the side. Who's been stapling things to a hovercraft? Well, very disrespectful.
Well, it's my hobby.
Oh, you did it?
Yes.
Terrible
stapling,
irony.
Stapling,
hoisted
stapling.
By your own petard there.
God, I love stapling.
Do you?
Ooh. Do you not staple?
I don't staple.
Oh my
no.
God, you can staple anything.
Really?
Materials.
Paper, yeah. Paper.
Clothes.
Clothes. To what? Other clothes and paper? Yes. Yes. What? Why did?
Skin.
Skin. Yeah.
Skin.
Yeah.
Food.
I don't think you can.
You could staple a cake together.
Together.
Like a Victoria sponge.
Yes.
Because I travel a lot with the programme.
You've got
and
to
I
have...
love cakes.
Right, so you've got to have a cake.
They're always sliding off the top layer, so I staple them.
Yeah, when the plane banks or something, the top layer,
exactly.
So you staple them together.
Yeah.
Well, that's very clever. That's very clever. Does it ruin the flavour at all?
Or? No.
No.
They're flavoured staples.
Very sensible. Very sensible. Now, you originally trained as an actor, didn't you? You wanted to be a serious actor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
I was very serious.
Were you?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I was very serious.
Mm.
But when I was being serious, nobody was got upset or anything like that. And I think that if you're an actor being serious... then, you know, ultimately what you want is people to respond to what you're doing.
And right.
I think that if you're telling a very tragic story and people are laughing...
then you're doing it wrong, aren't you, somewhat?
I think so.
It's true. I mean, did you just turn your back on that whole dream? I mean, you wouldn't want to play... you know, a sort of really serious policewoman or a humorless queen or something on Netflix or...
Well, it's just how she might have been written, I think.
Right. But
yes.
Yes, no, that's fair.
I don't know why you would say a humorless queen.
I'm implying that, you know, maybe you could play parts that aren't funny as well. I was asking.
But why aren't they funny?
Well, you're right. They could all be funny, I suppose. you could play all of the parts funny.
I mean, so, I've just seen Thor Ragnarok.
Have you?
Yes.
Right, and that's a very serious piece, isn't
it? Well, the women are very serious.
That's true.
But the men are all quite eccentric and interesting and funny, aren't
they?
Yeah,
they are. That's true. Mm. That's true. So,
and I thought that's the way it should be. That's my Disney.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yes. That's the way it's supposed to be.
So if you were offered a part of an incredibly serious woman surrounded by buffoonish men, would you take that part, or would your instincts, you know, would you want to make it funny, do you think?
Well, it's not that I would want to make it funny. Mm. But, I mean, you know, we're not just one type of person, are we? There's not loads of...
No, between the two of us, we're two. Two people.
But I mean, the funny eccentric, they're not always like that, are they? And I would not always be serious.
Right.
It's just, this is not... Why is there only just... Why are they always eccentric? Where are we serious?
Right.
Or why aren't they serious? And why aren't we always eccentric?
So you would alternate being eccentric and serious scene by scene?
I'm not saying one's right and one's wrong. I'm just saying, why can't it be a bit, you know,
bit stranger, a bit more discombobulating?
Just a bit more interesting.
A bit like the Queen has a serious conversation with her husband, walks into the next room and just falls into a buffet.
Exactly.
I would watch that. I would love that. No, I think you're onto something. I think for every serious sort of buzzkilly scene a woman has, she should fall into a buffet.
Yes.
And I think it would do wonders for drama altogether, to be honest.
I think so too.
I mean, yes.
I mean, Line of Duty would have been much better with...
It's true.
With some farting or...
Yes.
Or some, you know, mud pies or...
Right. A policewoman doggedly chasing a murderer is suddenly shot in the head. You go, oh, my God! And then the murderer falls into a buffet. Just like, what a cliffhanger! Will he get
up? There was a scene when the guy with the saw was here.
Oh, my God!
And then maybe it could be...
It falls off.
Like a sausage or something.
It's just a sausage.
She's cutting in half.
Right. It was just a novelty sausage that looked exactly like the actor. Oh. I think you're onto something here.
I think so too.
Yeah, I do.
I'll pitch it.
Bridget Christie, thank you for letting us inside you.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave us a review and follow @InsideComedian on Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.